a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And with that, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Kamak.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Greenfield.
Yes.
Kirschman.
Here.
Miller. Nelson.
Here.
Parsley.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Westra.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
And Solem. We have
here.
Quorum.
We have a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. At this time, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
The motion by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Rounds. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. I'd like our pages to come up and introduce themselves on your very last day here.
Hi, my name is Tommy Nealon. I'm from Watertown, and after high school, I plan on going to Bradley University to study history and politics.
Awesome. And then you'll be back out here, right, Tommy? Okay, someday. Scott.
Hi, my name is Scott Ma. I'm from Sioux Falls. After high school, I'm going to Northwestern University to study economics.
Thank you. And I'd like to remind those present, if you have something to hand out to the committee, make sure the pages get that information and they will make distribution. I'd like to remind all of those that are wishing to testify to please make sure you sign in at the podium at the back of the room. And that also all questions will go through the chair. Thank you very much. Looking at our agenda, we have three bills essentially that we need to finish up today and today only. For just information purposes, we will finish these three bills today. Should we not finish them this morning, we will simply recess and come back in immediately after session this afternoon to finish up our business. So that, as a reminder, if we have comments on any of these bills, keep them brief and to the point. Thank you. Representative, please.
Could I consider that a threat?
No, that would be a promise.
Okay, thank you.
we have no threats here, Representative. With that, looking at our agenda, as you all know, we had a real sparky bill last Wednesday, and one of them that didn't make it out of the committee because we had other people involved in other committees and were not available to vote. And so with that, I would like to take up House Bill 1195, which is still unfinished business. We will do that one first, and then move on to 1238 and finish with 1243. So with that, I would again open House Bill 1195, and if you remember, we went through all of the testimony, pro and con. We had discussion, and we had a motion to defer this bill to the 41st day. However, that motion was not successful because of the lack of a couple people on the committee. So we will, I will allow Representative Stalzer, since you're the prime on this bill, to have just a couple moments, brief moments, to refresh us on your bill, and then we will move to further committee action. Representative Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is a constituent bill for constituents of mine. I have one rural precinct, and since the city of Sioux Falls bans shooting of fireworks inside the city limits, it is very traditional on the 4th of July that people pack the family up and take them out on township or county roads and shoot either from the road or from the right-of-way. And often they do this very near people who have acreages or farm homesteads and whatever, and that they're leaving a mess in the ditches and in their area, and the debris is coming down in their yard. And they have asked that a bill be entered to allow the county to pass an ordinance that would make them move down the road a little ways, like the no hunting within 660 feet of a occupied building. So the purpose of the bill is to allow the county some very narrow authority to regulate this. And again, it specifically says fired from a township, county road, or its right-of-way. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And just for informational purposes, and since we did not have a full committee on Wednesday to take this vote, a 41st day motion is in order, since we have one additional person here. And so just for your consideration. So we all know what the bill is about, and we've all heard the testimony, and at this time I would open it up for committee action again. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move do pass.
The motion is do pass with a second by Representative. That motion was made by Representative Nelson, seconded by Representative Kirschman. Did you have a comment, Representative?
I will keep it very brief as a result of that threatening promise. We had quite a bit of debate about this. I think it warrants discussion on the floor. People need to be made aware of this problem and also give those folks in rural communities the opportunity to have some control about what is shot over or shot into their property. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments on the motion to do pass?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I voted no last time. I'm going to switch my vote. I think it does deserve discussion on the floor and give this fine representative a chance to debate it on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comment? And we do have a full committee.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, Representative Round.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And since we did have a proponent, a little bit of a promo, I'll just give you a brief synopsis here. The issue at hand on this bill isn't the recklessness of the people. It's an enforcement problem. Littering is an offense that can be ticketed more than a petty offense. There's also civil damages. The problem we've got is civil, the enforcement end of this. If you're not there to catch the people shooting for the littering, you're not going to be there to catch the people for what this bill wants to do. I don't think the bill is necessary. I'll leave it at that. I'd ask you to reject this do pass motion, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? Representative Konzett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had a bill in here last week that the good representative from Fulton had said that this is already in law. This is already in statute. Littering is an offense that can be charged. This is just another nanny state bill being brought in.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? Seeing no additional comments, the motion at hand is do pass on House Bill 1195. Those in favor will say yay. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call a roll.
Representatives Comock.
Aye.
Cronin.
No.
Greenfield.
No.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nelson.
Pass.
Parsley.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
No.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Konzett.
No.
Solem.
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Seven nays and six yays.
The motion of due pass has failed on a vote of 7-6. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to table House Bill 1195.
The motion to table 1195 by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Brown. Did you, and that tabling motion does not require any comment, so we will go straight to the vote. Those in favor of the tabling motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Nay.
Westra?
Aye.
Consett?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
We had 9 yeas and 4 nays.
The motion to table House Bill 1195 has received a majority of the vote of the members elect and is hereby tabled. The next bill on our agenda is House Bill 1238. House Bill 1238 is an act to require that health benefit plans provide coverage for MRI and ultrasound screening for breast cancer in certain instances. And with that, I would open up proponent testimony to House Bill 1238. Good morning, Representative Consett.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, committee. And I must say this is a stunningly handsome group of people assembled here. I'm Chris Consett, Representative District 32 out of Rapid City. I am going to ask for a tabling motion on this bill, but I'd like to make a few comments on why we are going that direction. PPAC, or the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, is far-reaching, and it will change how millions, hundreds of millions of people get access to health care coverage, and is so broad that there will be years before its provisions will be fully implemented and its ramifications fully understood. It creates mandates. It creates American health benefit exchanges. Private health insurance coverage is tapered. It expands Medicaid. It establishes new high-risk insurance pool, and we were just not sure how this bill was going to fit into that, so I would ask for a tabling motion.
Thank you, Representative. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, rather than a race to see who could take the first shot at the Vice Chair of Commerce, you know, perhaps we could have a lottery with the proceeds going to a charity or something. But we won't do that. First come, first serve. I would entertain a motion.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I would move to table House Bill 1238.
Second.
The tabling motion by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Greenfield. It's a non-debatable motion. So with that, I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
Consett?
Aye.
And Solem?
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
Mr. Chair, in lieu of that comment, I know where you live.
Okay, duly noted. Thank you, Representative. Having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, House Bill 1238 is tabled.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a little personal privilege here.
Please.
When the good representative from Pennington County made that comment about how handsome the committee was, I happened to have my back to the committee while pouring coffee. So that is the reason why I took the first shot. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And that was noted as well. I see now that you're facing the crowd, the averages go down again. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to compliment the representative from Pennington County's good judgment.
Appreciate that. When you are on record. The final bill, final House bill for our committee is House Bill 1243. House Bill 1243 is an act to protect employees from certain automatic deductions or transfers for the purpose of funding political contributions. And with that, I will open proponent testimony to House Bill 1243. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the fabulously well-looking, handsome group.
That was that all-inclusive, Representative?
That's all-inclusive.
Okay, thank you.
And I hope that this bill gets the opposite effect of the last two. I come here with fear and trepidation, wondering if how it will be received at this point. But for the Internet audience, if there is any today, I'm Hal Wick from District 12, serving the southwest central part of Sioux Falls, which is in Lincoln and Minnehaha County. And if I could, Mr. Chairman, the first thing I have is a very minor amendment.
Please.
If I could pass that out and have that.
Judges will hand that out.
Hand it out, and if we could put it on the bill right away, I think it will take care of one of the problems I see with the bill in its draft form. And if I could,
everyone has the amendment, and I will allow you to talk to both the bill and the amendment, Representative.
Well, if I could, I will just talk to it as though it were amended, because if it's not amended, it really needs to be.
Okay, very good.
House Bill 1243 is a bill intended to give employees protection. Some would say it's paycheck protection, but I kind of feel like it's more like an employee rights. It affects all employees, though some will try and look at it probably as an individual type of thing. And it protects all employees equally in deductions for political purposes. It does not affect United Way or your retirement deductions, and it certainly won't affect any of your federal deductions for income taxes or Social Security that are coming out of checks. But it would require a consent or authorization that has to be voluntary, and it has to be entered into prior to any deductions. And with the amendment to the Secretary of State, it who should prescribe the form for the authorization, each consent or authorization shall be renewed annually, or it would automatically expire at the end of 12 months. And the authorization for political contributions should be remitted separately from the dues, fees, or other payments to the recipient when they are paid out to the entities that want the deductions. Only one sort of group could really oppose this legislation, probably, and that's a group that is worried that it can't convince its members to voluntarily contribute to its cause. Public employees should have their paychecks protected from being raided to pay for political activity, as well as individual businesses and so forth. I don't think anyone should be able to just take dollars out of your paycheck for an indefinite period for political purposes or causes that the those people might be concerned about. And as I look around the room, I don't know that there are any other proponents here, but I will yield to other testimony and stand by for rebuttal and questions. But as I do that, I had some people that have come and testified in the past, but they find it difficult to stand in front of their leaders or their bosses and testify for a bill like this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Additional proponent testimony. Proponent testimony to House Bill 1243. Proponents? Seeing no additional proponents, I will now open it up for opponent testimony. Opponent testimony. Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ed Anderson. I'm the general manager of South Dakota Rural Electric Association. SDREA is a member services organization that represents all the electric co-ops that operate in the state of South Dakota. And we do rise in opposition to this piece of legislation. And principally, because at least as it relates to my member systems, we view this as a solution looking for a problem. We have an active political action committee in the electric co-op family. It's called ACRE, Action Committee for Rural Electrification. It operates on both the state and national level. It is a voluntary contribution. It's a voluntary political action committee. There's nothing forced upon anybody. We do not have 100% participation. I would suggest that every one of these political action committees had 100% participation, then perhaps you would have an issue. But I can tell you that in our case, that's just not the case. It is, once again, a voluntary decision that the employee makes at any point in time. And sometimes it's when they start the job. Sometimes it's 5 years down the road. It's employees, it's managers, it's directors, it's their spouses. In some cases, they do. Some of my member systems choose to have the members sign something on an annual basis. In some cases, it's simply the back of the membership card that recognizes them as a contributing member to the PAC. Other member systems of SDREA do not do it on an annual basis. But I think it's important to note that it's completely voluntary. And the numbers within the ACRE PAC go up and down all the time. Employees get in, they get out. Directors get in, they get out. And it's certainly not, from our perspective, a raid on anybody's paycheck. Because in order for it to be a raid, I would suggest it would have to be something other than a voluntary process. And so for that reason, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we would respectfully ask that you oppose this piece of legislation. And please forgive my initial oversight for not also recognizing how good-looking of a group this is. I'm starting to believe that absent saying something should have been said immediately. I apologize. Thank you.
Your delay has been duly noted and recorded. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Additional opponent testimony. Opponent testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Good morning. My name is Mark Anderson. I'm the president of the South Dakota State Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. I do have a handout. I think we need just a little bit of a history lesson on this bill. You'll note that this bill was around in 2011, and on the bottom of the sheet, I've put the votes to send it to the 41st day. It was around in 2012. And so on the back side, that's House Bill 1155 at that time, and the vote in the committee is on the bottom. So this is not anything new. It hasn't passed out of the local government or the State Affairs Committee before, and it, quite frankly, is the same issue. It's an issue of, as a member, I have the right to either have a political deduction from my checking account or from my paycheck if I so desire. Before I had this job, I served as a business agent for Local 304A, and we represented the workers at Morales. And one of my jobs was to go around and ask people, not tell them, not require them, nothing other than to simply ask them if they wanted to be part of the political action committee, and could we have that taken out of, do you want to have that taken out of your paycheck? Now, I think it comes down to a personal right. I'm not sure that the state of South Dakota can tell me what to do with my paycheck or with my checking account. And I think that we need to consider that when we look at this, that this bill's been around for a while. It has never made it out of committee before. And so I would ask you on the fact that it really is a personal right how you participate in politics. It doesn't make any difference what party you're in or what organization you belong to. So I would ask you to defeat this bill and follow past practice from other committees. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Additional opponent testimony. Opponent testimony. Any additional opponent testimony? Seeing none, I will allow just a brief rebuttal by Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My rebuttal will be short because I think both of the opponents admitted that people have a voluntary choice to make these contributions. And if you look at the first opponent and what he said, they do have voluntary contributions. All this would do is require them to make sure that that same deduction can be taken in the following year, nothing's changed in my life, so I can continue to do that. And the second one also said it's voluntary and each person has the right. I agree. But I think it's important that we ensure that people get the opportunity. And as a 32-year union member, since he was talking about the unions, I will tell you that I didn't have a right. It was automatic that my dues came out and part of it went for political purposes. If I wanted part of that back, I had to go through a process of writing a letter, sending it to the federal level to get my dues back. And it would take 3 to 4 months, sometimes longer, to get one half of 1% of what I paid in dues back, which was a very small portion of what they actually did. If I'd been in this state, I could have probably, if that company had been here, I could have had a choice. And that is a choice here. But when you look at your contributions for United Way and those type of things, they come and ask you every year how much and would you give more. I actually have a contribution that comes out of my checking account every month, and every year I have to reauthorize it. But I will tell you that when they ask me to reauthorize that deduction, they also ask me if I'll increase it. But it gives me an opportunity to say, okay, do I want to increase it? Do I need to decrease it? Social Security is not going up as fast as my salary might have gone up in the past, but things become a little different as you're retired. 20% of our people are, in that case, retired and probably not paying the dues. But I would appreciate your positive vote and put this to the floor so we can talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And with that, I will close the public testimony portion on House Bill 1243 and open it up for committee questions. And I will allow questions to both the amendment and the bill. Representative Nelson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the sponsor.
Representative Wick.
Please, the chair. Good morning, Representative. I do have a question. Would you be amenable to an amendment changing some of the language in lines 11 through 12 that would allow this? I believe this is a little bit onerous. I'm inclined to support this measure, but I believe that 11 and 12 is a little bit onerous on those that have agreed to this process. What I would like to see is if you would consider some type of amendment that would allow that the consenter would be allowed to cancel such authorization you know, at any given time or within a certain period of time, but make it so that they have the ability to cancel it by making it a requirement that it be annually readdressed by the person that's authorizing. I think that's a little bit onerous on the people that may agree to this, but I think with that type of amendment, where you simply state that the person allowing this can cancel within a 2-week notice or a month notice, I would be much more inclined to be able to be as supportive as possible of your bill.
Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish I could see some language, because it's difficult for me to perceive a way that someone, you know, with this one-year renewal just means that you get to look at it every year. I would guess that in many things, many deductions, although in probably in union dues they would resist something like that, but most of our deductions, if you were in United Way or like mine in helping the schools, those would be, I think if I had difficulties and couldn't do it anymore and wrote them a note, they would probably stop the deductions.
Did you have a follow-up, Representative?
No, thanks, sir.
Additional questions? Representative Stalzer?
Yes, also for the sponsor. In the Section 1, it refers to needing the permission in the first place. Are there instances where the thing is just automatic with or without your permission unless you opt out?
Representative Wood.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And thank you for the question. The way I see that is probably the only place that I know of it happening where somebody stays in is if you are in a union, you're paying union dues, and there's a deduction with it that's going for political purposes, that would just continue beyond the, I mean, unless you did something like this and had an annual requirement.
Was there a follow-up, Representative?
No follow-up.
Okay. Additional questions? Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For Representative Wick, thank you for bringing this issue, because I think it is good to talk about this, and if we do have cases where this is being abused, we need to address that. And I guess that is my question. Do you have specific examples of where people aren't allowed to make that option, that election, and it just goes on forever without their voluntary participation?
Representative Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only ones that I've had that have come and testified in the past were a couple of teachers. And I was told and thought we might have one other person from the legislature that might be here, and it's probably my fault, but one of their children was, she said that one of her children was in the union and didn't want to be anymore, but she found it very difficult to get out, whereas if she had to sign something like this, it would be very easy, because she could just say, no, I don't want to sign it anymore. There's pressure apparently there. And perhaps not somebody standing over their head, but there's a perhaps a feeling that they need to stay in there.
Did you have a follow-up? Representative Cronin, did you have a question? No? Anyone else? Oh, Representative Consett?
I will throw this out there for anybody that can answer it. The number of unions, organizations, or corporations that will be affected by this piece of legislation, do you have a number?
Please.
Mr. Chairman, I couldn't give you an exact number. The REA came in and talked, and I would guess that there are, I should have checked on numbers, because there are probably 6 or 7 REAs that could be affected, if there are that many that have it. And it would affect South Dakota Education Association, I think, and perhaps the union at John Merrill and Company. I'm not familiar with all the unions in the state, though.
Your follow-up?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kind of on a personal note, do you take money from PACs that currently have this installed where the members can or cannot opt out?
Thank you for the Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question. That's a that's a quiz I didn't expect. I haven't. I couldn't even tell you that the names of any PACs that I got any contributions from, but none of them talked to me about it since the bill was introduced. Thank you.
Representative Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In general, I like the idea of someone having to opt in. I perhaps have a little issue with lines 11 and 12, and I guess I would ask this two ways, as far as whether you would be amenable to an amendment that would either strip lines 11 and 12 so that there just had to be the actual opt-in in the first place, or if that were amended to say that there had to be an annual window at least where they had the option to cancel their contribution.
Representative Wood.
If you're talking about something on the floor, I wouldn't mind that something on that order at all. If you want to do it here, I don't have anything prepared.
Sure. Did you have a follow-up, Representative Stalzer?
Not a follow-up question, maybe a comment later.
Representative Browns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This question I'd like to ask, if I may, of both the proponent and an opponent, if I could please.
Sure.
Besides lines 11 and 12, line 9, at section 3, this consent form or authorization form, how is this to be handled? Is it something that is kept? Do you see this being kept within the confines of the PAC, or has it got to be submitted to the state? And then does this form have to be handled by the Secretary of State?
Representative Wick.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and thank you for the question. I don't see this as something that would have to be submitted to anyone. It would be there for review if anybody wanted to, but they would have to keep it in-house.
Mr. Chair, could I ask that of an opponent?
Okay.
Same question.
Does any opponent have a comment regarding Representative Brown's question?
And the question is that the consent forms and in that line on how it's addressed, where would that form have to be stored in your interpretation of this, or is that...
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Anderson.
I would have the tendency to support what Representative Wick has indicated, because the bill does not specifically suggest that it will reside in the office of the Secretary of State. So without providing that specific direction, I would assume that it would just be an in-house task. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, I will close that portion of House Bill 1243, and at this time open it up for committee comments or discussion. Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move...
This was comments or discussion. Was there any discussion?
I will wait to make my comments after.
Okay. All right. No discussion. Let's move on to... motions, action, and I will yield to Representative Parsley, Representative Stalzer. Okay.
Okay. I believe I would move a motion or an amendment to strike lines 11 and 12, to move this to the floor and allow the good gentleman to, at that time, offer an amendment to put those lines back in if he so desires, with some other wording.
So the motion to amend, it would be to strike lines 11 and 12. That motion, is
yes,
that
sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
That motion was made by Representative Stalzer and seconded by Representative Greenfield. Did you have any other additional comments?
No, sir.
Okay. Seeing no, any other comments on the motion to amend? We also do have an additional amendment on our table as well. But with that, the motion to amend by striking lines 11 and 12, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
House Bill 1243 has been amended. Sure. Representative Nelson.
Yes, sir. I would move the amendment 1243 FA.
Second.
The motion to move the amendment 1243 FA by Representative Nelson, seconded by Representative Rounds. Did you have any discussion on that, Representative Nelson?
Yes, sir. I think it is appropriate and customary in these circumstances to allow the prime sponsor to have his bill presented in front of the committee and for record for posterity. So if nothing else, just for that, I'd ask the good folks to support his amendment and let him have his bill rise or fall on its merits as he has deemed appropriate. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative. Any additional comments on that motion to amend? Seeing no further comments, the motion is to amend House Bill, further amend House Bill 1243 with 1243 FA. This is a voice vote. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
1243 has been amended again. Okay. So we've really been doing a cut and paste on your piece of legislation, Representative Wick. And with that, I would entertain another motion, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move do pass.
The motion is do pass on House Bill 1243 by Representative Nelson, seconded by Representative Greenfield. Did you have a comment?
Yes, sir, and I will keep it brief. As even the testimony from some of the opponents that brought in, we have ample evidence in front of us, not only in the bill that in its current form, but in the history behind this bill, that there's significant legislators, if you look, as co-sponsors on these bills over the years, as well as votes that it's received. Clearly, this bill, this issue deserves its day on the floor of the House of the People. I'd ask this good board to remember that our job is not to kill legislation that we may be opposed to, but give it a proper hearing to see if, A, there is a problem, and, B, if this addresses the problem on behalf of South Dakotans. So in that, I would like to say I would support it going to the House floor. I will not guarantee the sponsor how I would vote on the House floor, but I definitely believe it deserves and warrants debate on the floor of the House of the People. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Konzett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask that you would resist this motion. I guess I'm alarmed by a few things that have been said here today. For one point of view, that the previous speaker says that this did not receive a proper hearing is a falsehood. That's what committees are for. We are here to vet through the hundreds of bills to decide whether it merits going on to the floor. So unless the state of South Dakota is going to change its process on committees, I argue with that statement. And I find it alarming that the representative from Sioux Falls said that somebody couldn't testify because they felt there was heat or pressure or else they didn't want to testify in front of their bosses. I take offense to that comment, too, also, sir. So I would ask that you would resist this motion.
Thank you. Additional comments? Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would agree with the good representative from Bennington County that the purpose of this committee is to, if there is a reason to move a bill forward and there is a problem or something that needs to be fixed, we should move that forward. When I asked for an example, the example I got was from the good representative from Sioux Falls was teachers union. I happen to be married to someone that has been a good member of the teachers union for 34 years. Every year she is asked to rejoin. That is not an automatic process. She has to fill out paperwork. She's fully aware that part of the money that she puts into that teachers union goes to political action. That's part of the reason that she belongs to that teachers union. In her school, there are only a third of the teachers that belong to the teachers union. So I don't think that's any kind of a strong arm or anything that would say that they have to belong to the teachers union. One of her frustrations is that she is the head negotiator, and all of the people that don't belong to the union get the same benefit that she fights for with the school board. So I don't see where this bill, I guess maybe one of the opponents had the best line for me, this seems like a solution looking for a problem. And I don't see the problem in this, what's going on right now, particularly with SDEA, and that was the one example that was raised. So I urge you to resist this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments?
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
Substitute motion.
State your substitute motion.
Defer to the 41st day, House Bill 1243.
The substitute motion by Representative Rounds is to defer House Bill 1243 to the 41st legislative day. That was seconded by Representative Kirschman. Did you have a comment, Representative?
I'll keep it very brief. We had a lot of question on this, especially lines 11 and 12, and then the discussion, is it, you know, is there a problem there or not? I'd rather see the bill come out of here. If it's gonna need fixing, we do it here. Well, we got our backs up against the wall. Right now, we're not seeing this problem. Maybe the problem will pop up between now and next year. We're all going to be back next year. Maybe fix the lines 11 and 12. Maybe address more specific issues on it. But for right now, I don't think there's a problem. Let's vote it to the 41st day. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I have to rise in opposition to my good colleague to my left. We have a body of 70 great, wonderful people with various experiences in the great state of South Dakota that are ready, willing, and able to provide input on this. We've had testimony from a gentleman that had extensive experience and has identified problems in the state of South Dakota. I take it on the face value. I've had wonderful experience with the good gentleman. I take his testimony as the valid that it is. And we've got evidence in front of us that shows that our fellow legislators over the last several years, quite a few number of them, have said that this is an issue that should be addressed. And I'd asked folks to resist the temptation to send it the 41st day. South Dakotans get one crack a year at trying to address problems. And putting this off repeatedly does not solve that problem. We're sent here to deal with it, and the good gentleman's brought it forward, identifying there is a problem. Let's give him the time of day on the floor of the House of the People. I'd ask to resist the temptation and then send it out to the floor. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not exactly compelling testimony about to come from my mouth, but until this bill is engrossed, we don't have lines 11 and 12 anymore. They've been amended out. So I just wanted to make sure we are all on the same page as to what's being voted on.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? Seeing no additional comments, the motion, or the substitute motion, is to defer House Bill 1244 to the 41st legislative day. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Comick.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Greenfield.
No.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nelson.
No.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Nay.
Westra.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
We had 9 yeas and 4 nays.
The motion to move House Bill 1243 to the 41st legislative day has received a majority of the vote of the members elect. That concludes our work and finishes all of our House bills, and we managed to get through 3 House bills in about 40 minutes, and I will keep that in mind. So obviously promises do work in the committee. Representative Rounds.
Hey, Mr. Chair, the reason why we got through the bills is because we are so handsome.
Yeah. Okay, duly noted. Thank you. Any other comments of the committee? We will be back here next week, and we will start Senate bills. And with that, I would entertain a motion by Representative Brown, seconded by Representative Consett. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
For a complete wrap-up of the week in Peer, join host Stephanie Ressler Fridays on SD.